Aldrich. Thought gave us exactly what we needed. Pitched into the sixth. Three-run homer in the first. After that, I thought he was really good. And he really didn't have his best weapon, which is a split. He didn't throw a lot of splits. I don't think he had a great feel for it tonight, but he had all the other stuff was really good. So really encouraged by what I saw from Waldrop. Just an ugly seventh. With Iggy and Dodd down, you know, especially Iggy, you know, we're going to go Dylan Lee and Fuentes in the eighth and ninth, depending on what part of the order they were going to get. And then once the score got tied in the seventh and the lefties were coming up, I went to Dylan to try to keep the game there and then figure out the eighth later. But, Dylan's been virtually untouchable this year. And, you know, at that point, once they get he's at 20 pitches and we're down two at this point, and he doesn't need to stay in that game. So then the game got away from us. But you score five in the first, and their starters out of the game in the first, you're usually going to win that game. But the game took obviously an ugly turn in the seventh. But the five in the first was great, but then, you know, we weren't able to add on after that. Yeah, the game got away late.
Do you think it was just one of those nights for Dylan? I mean, we see relievers this time of year, their velocity down a little bit. So I ask about that, but do you think it's just one of those nights?
I think so. And look, he's pitched a lot. It hasn't been, you know, crazy. I mean, the workload, but there's several guys in the game that have more appearances than him, but he's pitched a lot, and so it's something we got to keep an eye on, and it's something we always talk about, trying to keep these guys strong, you know, all the way through. And so, we'll pay attention to all these things, and if there's signs here and there with guys, but he was good to go tonight, threw the ball well last night. But yeah, that's like I said, he's been virtually untouchable this year.
With Waldrop, but you know what you saw the last two nights, you know, from Waldrop and Lopez, how much better? How confident are you about your rotation?
Yeah, I feel certainly feeling pretty good about it right now. With like you said, Lopez and Waldrop, both guys, I'm very encouraged by what I saw from both guys. So that's a good sign going forward. We have some decisions to make going forward with the starters. We've got six starters right now, so we're already a man short in the pen. You know, it's a seven-man pen to begin with. So, we got the break coming up, and that's a factor, so we'll figure this stuff out. But really encouraged by the starts of the last couple nights.
Offensively, when the lineup prepares for the starter, you know, all day, and then he's gone by the first, can that have an effect on?
It can, but you know what? I mean, that's a recipe for a win. When the starter's out of the game in the first, you probably win that game 98 out of 100 times. You know, but the Brule kid came in and he probably ended up throwing a lot more pitches than they wanted him to, but he held us down. And they ended up getting, you know, taking the lead later. We didn't do much against their bullpen.
As Waldrop struggled there in the first, the wheels started turning. You start saying, you know, maybe to get an extra arm up here, you send him down, and then Elder starts on Tuesday. Is that an option that where you might send him down?
No, we won't. Okay. We won't send him down. We may have to do some things in the pen because we haven't been covered for tomorrow. But no, Waldrop's he's not getting sent out.
Offensively, I know it's probably hard to put a finger on one thing that you'd like to fix, but the power has just not been there the past 15 or so games. What do you kind of attribute that part
to? Yeah, it's a tough one. Definitely a fair statement. We're not hitting the homers that we were early. You know, we're kind of built that way to hit homers, and we've had a lot of success doing it over the years. I think we've been better at scoring in a variety of ways this year for the most part before the last couple of weeks. But I think power, like offense, can come and go, and we're not our typical selves as far as hitting the ball in the seats right now.
Anything else? All right.
Thank you.